This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Parliament is in wait-and-see mode on EU-UK trade negotiations. That, according to the head of the chamber, said that Monday, adding the lawmakers will act on Brexit whether there is an agreement or not. The European Parliament head told a news conference, quote, in case of a deal or no deal, it's clear the Parliament will have to take initiatives either to support this so-called agreement or to support the emergency measures in the absence of an agreement, end quote. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told an OECD event via video, quote, we want a level playing field, not only at the start, but also over time. This is the architecture that we are building, she said. Fabian Zuilig, chief executive of the European Policy Centers, says it's unclear what progress is actually being made between the EU and the UK on a Brexit trade deal.
Clearly, both sides are trying to signal that there can be progress and that on some of the issues there continue to be discussions. But whether we are really getting to the heart of the differences which are there is difficult to judge.
At stake is Britain's quest for zero tariff and zero quota access to the EU's single market. Stumbling blocks include fishing rights and penalties Britain would face for violating the EU's fair competition rules. Experts believe the disruption from a no-deal Brexit would cause ripples far beyond European borders. The Trump administration acknowledged Sunday several U.S. institutions were hacked on behalf of a foreign government. Experts believe Russia is likely behind the attack on the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. U.S. media calls it one of the most sophisticated attacks on U.S. government systems in years. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Kingdom's health minister says they have identified over 1,000 cases of a new variant of the coronavirus and that it's growing faster than the existing variant. Meanwhile, family doctors in England are set to start COVID-19 inoculations this week in the latest stage of the UK's mass vaccination program. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The National Health Service said hundreds of general medical clinics across England are taking delivery of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Priority will go to people who are 80 and older, as well as staff and residents of care homes. Britain launched its vaccination program this month after becoming the first country to give emergency approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and authorities plan to dispense 800,000 doses in the first phase. Thousands of health service workers and vaccinators have already received the shot. Zaria Shackley, London.
A nurse in New York became the first person in the United States to receive the coronavirus vaccine Monday. Sandra Lindsley, a critical care nurse at the Long Island Jewish Medical Center, received the Pfizer-BioNTech shot live on television shortly before 9:30 a.m. local time. Germany expects to receive 11 million doses of the BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine by March, the health ministry announced Monday. In January alone, 3 million to 4 million doses of the vaccine will be provided for inoculations in Germany, according to a ministry spokesperson. Singapore became the first Asian country to approve Pfizer-BioNTech's coronavirus vaccine Monday and said it expects to start receiving shots by the end of the year. The prime minister said he would be among the early recipients to show the vaccine is safe. The city-state of 5.7 million people has one of the lowest fatality rates globally from the coronavirus. The Nigerian army says at least 26 Nigerian generals have tested positive for the coronavirus, and one has died after they attended a conference in the nation's capital. Following last week's conference, the army ordered coronavirus testing of all participants. By Sunday, 26 positive cases had been confirmed out of 417 tested. The United States has formally removed its designation of Sudan as a state sponsor of terrorism, 27 years after putting the country on its blacklist. The news came via the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum Monday, less than 2 months after the East African nation pledged to normalize ties with Israel. U.S. President Donald Trump announced in October he was taking Sudan off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. It's a step desperately sought by the nation's new civilian-backed government. Such designation can be a major impediment to foreign investment. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.